Dalton Hoover trying to streak down the near sideline, doing all he could to break the tackles and use every last bit of his 5'11", 215-pound frame. But the Big Reds there to stop him in his tracks as it's third and 11 from their own 24-yard line. Probst taking a couple steps back and a throw deep. Far side, and it's intercepted by DeAndre Burney, and he's going to house this one. DeAndre Burney with a pick six.
Yeah, Corey, something had to give, and that's only fitting for the way that the first touchdown of the game, the way this game's gone, for it to be a defensive touchdown. And you said it, Corey. Burney just, he took that one all the way to the house. Pick six, and Belair's on the board.
So that pick six by DeAndre Burney is the first score of the game. 6-0. Belair striking first blood. And we will see if they convert on this point after attempt, as Mason Ramsey will get ready to attempt this point after. So kind of like Billy Johnson of Shadyside, doing pretty much doing everything, handling the quarterback duties, doing the kicking duties as well, as he has punted and is about to attempt this PAT. Ramsey, a right-footed kicker, ball snapped, hold is down, kick is up, and it is right down the middle. 6:41 remaining in the second quarter. Finally, we have a score. Belair on top of Martin Sperry, 7-0 on the Bordas and Bordas High School Football Game of the Week on KISS 95.7. In the first half, Belair had 7 offensive drives. All 7 of those drives ended in a 3-and-out. Will the 8th time be a charm here in the early going of this third quarter as they line up in the shotgun with trips right? Ball is snap, a low snap, but Ramsey picks it up, now rolling to his right, about to go past the hash marks, going to throw deep far side, and it's going to be intercepted by Zach Selby, deep on his own 5-yard line, takes it out past the Martin Sperry 20, sheds a couple of tackles, but will be brought down by, it looks like, Justin Kaiser at the Martin Sperry 23-yard line.
Yeah, Martin Sperry's defense comes up with a turnover of their own, but for Belair, you got to take that just as good as a punt, Corey. But still, I mean, Martin Sperry, just their defense here tonight, Corey, giving Belair nothing that time. And that time, the quarterback, Mason Ramsey, he forced the ball down the field and looking for his star receiver, but just nothing there, Corey, as he threw into triple coverage.
So after the interception by Zach Selby, it'll be first and 10 for Martin Sperry from their own 23-yard line. 10:32 remaining in the third quarter. Martin Sperry trails Belair at the moment 7-6. As Dalton Hoover receives the snap out of the pistol formation, it'll be handed off to Jacob Johnson, and it will not go for much, if anything. Second and long coming up.
Yeah, we mentioned Jacob Johnson had a big game on the ground last week against Beaver, but Corey, he didn't really get anything carries in the first half for Martin Sperry, but his first carry in the second half resulted in a big touchdown run, so you might see more of him here in the second half.
A 45-yard touchdown run there for Jacob Johnson on the last offensive drive for Martin Sperry gives Martin Sperry their lone points of the game so far, as on second down, it's a keeper by Hoover, who bounces out to the left sideline and will be tackled close to out of bounds if he was not able to get out. But it will be third down coming up for Martin Sperry. They got to get to the 33 to get a fresh set of downs. It'll be third and 8 coming up from their own 25.
Yeah, and this is where both teams struggled, Corey, because each team was faced with numerous third and longs, and they just couldn't come up with it. And both teams really aren't passing teams, Corey, so it's hard to pick up these third and longs on the ground.
Martin Sperry making a couple substitutions on this chilly night here at Dave Bruni Football Complex. Third and 8 coming up for the Purple Riders. Looks like they're lining up in a bit of a flex bone formation as it's Jacob Johnson in motion. It'll be a handoff to the back that was on the right side. That's number 19, Corey Bennett. And it will go for a gain of a couple yards, but it will be short of the first down as it's a 3-and-out for Martin Sperry, and the punt team comes on.
Yeah, it's a good job by Belair defense, Corey. After allowing Martin Sperry to get that touchdown to open the half, they come back and they shut him out and force him to a 3-and-out after the interception was thrown on offense for Belair. So Belair, though, Corey, they would really help their case if they could sustain a long drive and take some time off this clock.
Justin Kaiser and Gabe Rajonis back deep to return for Belair as a low snap, but picked up by Dom Wallace. Another high arcing punt by Wallace. It's received by Rajonis as he tries to take it out to the near sideline, but a very good open field tackle by Logan Selby stops Rajonis in his tracks at around the Belair 39-yard line.
But nonetheless here, Corey, good field position for Belair. We've had pretty good field position all night, but they just haven't been able to really capitalize on it, Corey. And hopefully the ninth drive is the key for them to pick up their first down
in
the game.
9:10 remaining in the third quarter. Bel Air leads Martins Ferry 7-6. Just a reminder, folks, Wheeling Tire is leading the way in tire sales, wheels, service, and more. Stop in today or visit online at WheelingTire.com as Bel Air breaks the huddle and lines up in the I formation. Looks like a tight end to the right and a receiver on each side. They're going from right to left on your radio dial. When Martins Ferry gets the ball back, they'll go from left to right as a quick strike over to the far side, over to DeAndre Burney from Ramsey. It's going to go for a gain of a couple yards right there. Actually, more than that. Maybe a gain of 6.
Yeah, it's a good gain right there on first down, Corey. It's something that they haven't been able to do all night, and it's actually going to bring up a second and medium here.
Burney tackled in between the right hash marks and the numbers. He was the culprit behind the pick 6 that was the first score in this game and gave Bel Air a 7-0 lead at the moment. But to start off this second half, a 45-yard touchdown run by Jacob Johnson gives Martins Ferry a score. PAT was no good, so that's how we have the score of 7-6. Bel Air on top of Martins Ferry, as on second down and 4. Ramsey taking a couple steps back, going to throw to the middle of the field, complete to Justin Kaiser into Martins Ferry territory, past the 45, and tackled at the Martins Ferry 41-yard line.
Finally, Corey, Bel Air can see those chains move in their direction for once as they finally pick up their first down of the game with 8 minutes and 20 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. But finally, Bel Air gets it moving on offense.
A 14-yard pass right there from Ramsey to Justin Kaiser as it's 8:06 remaining in the third quarter. First and 10 coming up for Bel Air from the Martins Ferry 42-yard line. Couple step drop for Ramsey, almost intercepted by number 42, George Stant.
Yeah, Corey, Ramsey really hasn't had the best night throwing the ball. That time he just looked like he wanted to throw it before he even saw where his receiver was. So just not a good job that time by Ramsey.
So now 8:01 remaining in the third quarter. Bel Air leads Martins Ferry 7-6. It'll be 2nd and 10 coming up for the Big Reds from the Martins Ferry 42-yard line. Ball spotted in the middle of the field, but closer to the left hash marks, as there will be a tight end to the right, a receiver to each side. Lining up in the I formation is Bel Air. Ramsey going to hand off to Kamsky, and this carry will not go for much, if anything. And it looked like number 66, Hunter Botkin, in on the stop for Martins Ferry. Ty Island might have gotten a piece as well.
Yeah, and Corey, the last thing that Bel Air wants to do after picking up their first down of the game is just go right back to what they've been doing all night and just three and out, stalling out on their drive. So big play here for Bel Air's offense to try to sustain this drive.
3rd and 11 here for Bel Air from the Martins Ferry 43-yard line. Lining up in the shotgun, 3 receiver set with 2 to the right and a back to each side of Ramsey. Ball is snap. Ramsey takes a couple steps back, scoots up, really feeling heat now, just flings it out to the near sideline to Kamsky. He's going to get a first down and more as he runs out of bounds at around the Martins Ferry 30-yard line. So Mason Ramsey with one of those kind of Eli Manning, Tony Romo type passes, just flinging it over to Tyson Kamsky, hoping that he is able to make something out of it, and he is able to do so as they convert on that long third down.
Yeah, that was a great job that time by Mason Ramsey to really buy himself some time, dance around the pocket and wait for somebody to come open, and Kamsky finally became open, and it was a beautiful pitch and catch to pick up the first down for the Big Reds.
Another 13-yard pass that results in a Bel Air first down. It will be 1st and 10 for them from the Martins Ferry 30 as Ramsey throws far side to Burney, trying to make something happen as he tries to spin away from a couple of Purple Riders, but to no avail. Still going to go to for a good gain, though. Might actually be close to the first down.
Yeah, it looks like he's just going to be a tad short this time, Corey, but still, Bel Air moving the ball down the field, Corey, and this is exactly what they needed. And a sustained drive to take time off the clock, but still try to get points and extend their lead against Martins Ferry.
It's 2nd and 1 coming up for Bel Air. They need to get past the Martins Ferry 20 for a fresh set of downs. Ball spotted on the right hash marks as Bel Air breaks the huddle. 6:38 remaining in the third quarter. Rolling clock. Bel Air looking to add to their 7-6 lead, as it'll be 2 receivers to the right and 2 backs in the backfield as Ramsey will hand off to Kamsky, trying to find a hole as he tries to take it to the left side, but will be tackled in the middle of the field by Dalton Hoover.
Yeah, you don't want to move backwards on a 2nd and 1 like that, Corey, and now they're going to go from 2nd and 1 to about 3rd and 4, so not a good play that time by Bel Air.
8th play of the drive coming up for Bel Air, and the first successful offensive drive for Bel Air, as the first 7 started in a 3 three and out, and the previous drive before this one ended in an interception. Ramsey throwing the INT to Zach Selby, but a lot more success on this drive right here is on this third and four from the Martins Ferry 24. Out of the shotgun, Ramsey throwing deep, near side to Bernie, complete for the Big Reds, touchdown.
Yeah, that was an absolute beautiful ball that time by Mason Ramsey, and he found his favorite target, Bernie, and he is resulted in both touchdowns for the Big Reds, one defensively and one offensively, and Corey Belair with finally sustains a drive, and just like that, they're back up 7 points.
A 24-yard touchdown pass from Mason Ramsey to DeAndre Bernie makes it 13-6. Belair over Martins Ferry, and they're going to attempt the extra point right here as Mason Ramsey gets himself ready for the PAT. Looks like Tyson Kamsky in to hold for the right-footed Ramsey. And the ball is snapped. Hold is down. Kick is up. Almost blocked, but is able to get it up and through the uprights. 5:46 remaining in the third quarter. Belair now leads Martins Ferry 14-6 on the Bordas and Bordas High School Football Game of the Week on KISS 95.7. 2:29 remaining in the fourth quarter. Martins Ferry trailing Belair 20-6. As it looks like they will line up in the shotgun formation. With Probst taking the snap at quarterback, just going to pitch it out to Hoover on the left side. Makes a cut to the right to the middle of the field, gets a first down and more. He's past midfield, taking it out to the far sideline and is tripped up at the ankles by Tyson Kamsky. But just like that, Martins Ferry with a first down. They're now in Belair territory. 2:20 remaining in the fourth quarter. It'll be first and 10 for the Purple Riders from the Belair 45.
Yeah, and Corey, for a second, I thought Hoover was going to be able to take that one all the way to the house. But good tackle on open field that time.
On this first down, again, out of the shotgun. It's another handoff to Hoover. This time taking it up the middle. Only going to go for 1, maybe 2 yards on that carry as it'll be second down and long coming up.
Yeah, and that clock continues to roll.
It'll actually be a one-yard carry.
You can't be running the ball at that point in the field.
And the Purple Riders picking up the pace right here on this second and nine from the Belair 44. Probst receives the snap, takes a couple steps back. Going to throw over the middle, complete to Zach Selby. Close to the line to gain. Actually, his forward progress being marked at around the 35-yard line.
Yeah, and I think
it looks like that's going to be enough for the first down. So a fresh set of downs for Martins Ferry, but they got to hurry up as we are now a minute 40 remaining in the fourth quarter. Martins Ferry trailing Belair 20-6. And some miscommunication. The ball is already snapped and recovered in the backfield by Belair.
Yeah, Corey, that's been the story all night for Martins Ferry on offense. They just can't hold on to that football. And now it's victory formation for the Belair Big Reds. And what a huge win for Belair. Coming off a big win last week, Corey, against Union Local. Maybe an even bigger win here tonight against Martins Ferry as they solidify their chance to make the playoffs.
Number 57, Jordan Melman, able to capitalize on Martins Ferry's mistake. And they will now call a timeout. The first timeout they've used in the second half. But with 1:31 remaining in the fourth quarter, looks like Belair is on their way to a 20-6 win. But we'll be back with more after this on the Bordas and Bordas High School Football Game of the Week on KISS 95.7.